now, though, want to take a look to the south. We want to head to Florida, where we're told now that 15 people have been confirmed dead in the wake of Hurricane Ian, now a tropical storm that has walloped the state. It was one of the most powerful storms to ever hit the U.S., causing widespread devastation and flooding. People trapped in their homes. Power is out to millions and millions of people. Ian was downgraded to a tropical storm this morning after slamming into Florida's southwest coast yesterday as a major Category 4 hurricane, just shy of a Category 5 hurricane. A huge winds, life-threatening storm surge. If you've seen some of the video, you know what I'm talking about. There is water everywhere. Global's Reggie Cicchini is on the ground in Sarasota, Florida this afternoon. Reggie, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon.
Okay, what? Give us a bird's eye view of what it's like in Sarasota this afternoon.
We've been driving between Sarasota and South Venice, about a half hour from here, over the last kind of 8 or 9 hours. Here in Sarasota, this was mostly a wind storm. There are trees that are knocked over. There is palm fronds that are kind of littered around the streets. There's a lot of broken windows in some of the taller towers. This was a wind and rainstorm further south. When we went into Venice, we saw roofs ripped off of homes. We saw trees that were inside the top level of people's homes, and there was actually water that was blocking a number of the main arteries. That was a fragment, just a small fraction of the damage that exists further south, as you had mentioned, down through the southwest coast in Naples, in Fort Myers. Those are the places that saw storm surges of 10, 15, 20 feet, where most of the roads were, or some of them still remain, impassable.
Yeah, reports out of Fort Myers this afternoon saying that most of the houses, heavily damaged or gone. It's just staggering when you hear that and you see some of the video. Reggie, give us an idea what it was like last night. I think, you were in Sarasota yesterday afternoon. Power went out early. Overnight, can you take us into what it was like being in that storm, with your team, with your crew, and making sure that you were safe?
Yeah, absolutely. We only had what would kind of work out to Category 1 hurricane winds that were blasting us for 8 or 9 hours yesterday, but we did have gusts that went up 130, 140, 150 kilometers an hour, and that really lasted from the early part of yesterday afternoon well until 9, 10, 11 o'clock last night. The rain was intense, and you're right, the power has been out. We haven't had power since yesterday morning at about 10 o'clock. That is what it is like around the state. As you had mentioned, millions of people are in the dark, and there's a real fear here that power is not going to be turned back on anytime soon, and the secondary fear arises is that cell phone service is spotty at best around the state. You know, one of the three of us on our team here, and that being me, has service on their phone. For so many others, not having service means they can't get in touch with authorities or emergency personnel if they were the ones who stayed behind and potentially need help.
So what does that look like with, restoring service? You mentioned there's talk that this could take weeks, if not months, to get fully back up. What do we know about what's being done?
Well, to get service back online, at least when it comes to communication, Governor Ron DeSantis has ordered that more than 100 cell phone or Wi-Fi portable towers be put up around the state to try and give a better bit of assistance to people who are trying to contact loved ones, or for search and rescue teams to try and get to places that may be inaccessible. That is simply one part. But there are electricity crews and power crews. There are search and rescue teams that have come from around the country, and they were in place in Florida days ahead of this storm because so many of the airports were and remain closed. So getting here after the storm can become tricky. So there are thousands upon thousands of emergency rescue workers on the ground right now. And this is going to be an arduous task. As you had mentioned off the top, 15 people are confirmed dead. That number is likely just a small fraction of what the final death toll is going to be.
Reggie, before I let you go, the president today saying, we'll do whatever we can to help the people of Florida that have been impacted. What does that look like in the days ahead?
Yeah, look, a federal disaster was declared across Florida, and what that means is that federal funding is now unlocked. It's going to bring things like FEMA officials and things like temporary housing to give to people. Because as you mentioned, in Fort Myers, so much of that city looks like a war zone. People do not have a safe place to go to outside of a shelter. So that money will give a refuge to people who need it most. It is going to unlock services to be able to deal with water supplies, to deal with electricity supplies around the state, because it's not just the Southwest. It's Orlando. Mm-hmm. It's Daytona. It's Jacksonville. That's where the help is going to be needed. The White House is in constant conversation with both the governor and local officials, at the same time saying, look, we remember Fiona, what it did to the U.S., what it did to Puerto Rico. The help is still going there, too. Florida just happens to be at the top of the line right now.
Reggie, thank you for this. Stay safe.
Thank you.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.